Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
That's the sound of Forever Autumn by Justin Hayward, and sandwiched between warm summer and chilly winter, autumn is the cooling off season. Nighttime arrives earlier, temperatures begin to drop and most growth decreases, but autumn can also inspire an intensity of feeling. And joining me now to talk about their appreciation of autumn is Joanna Donnelly, meteorologist with Met Éireann, and on the phone we have John Connell, author and farmer, and you're both very welcome. Thank you for being here today. So, Joanna, we'll start with the controversial bit. This is, you know, when does autumn start? Dare we go there?
Yeah, well, we do this all the time, don't we? Every time we change a season, we have to have the conversation about the Irish calendar, which, of course, centres around Manfour. I always start with Manfour. It's the beginning of the autumn. And then the meteorological season. And, of course, that starts a little later because we follow the temperatures. And the average temperatures are coldest in the winter months, December, January, February, and then slowly heating up and slowly cooling down again.
So we 1st of September, really, are we? Are we going with that?
That's the meteorological start.
Right. Very diplomatic. Do you like autumn?
I love autumn. Actually, we got married in Halloween because I love this time of year. I love this closing in of the nights, coming out of the winter boots and the woolly jumpers and the mist. I really like the mist. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the mist and why it happens and why you like it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, Ireland has this unique, we keep talking about this unique position in the world. We've got this temperate climate. At this time of year, the sun is going down. We've got less hours of sunshine than we do in the summertime. And the earth cools off quicker. So the land is cooling off and that cools the air. That's through radiation, radiating away the heat and cooling at the land. But the sea is still warm. It's quite warm, actually, and it'll be warm enough for another little while. So it's sending this warm, moist air over the cold land, and that's how the air condenses. Then the water vapor in the air condenses, and we've got that lovely mist.
It was thickening. It wasn't very cold yesterday.
No, yesterday we had
19 degrees, wasn't it?
Yeah, this warm front came up over us because we're straddling the polar front, the warm air to the south and east, and the cold air to the north and west. And the cold front went through this morning, and now it's freezing.
So, John, tell me how you feel about autumn.
You know, I have to share everybody's opinion. I think it's a lovely season. You know, it's kind of a threshold time. You know, we're coming out of summer, and by and large, we had a pretty good summer weather-wise, and we're moving in towards winter. But this is kind of cushioning us down, and the work that we did in the summer, you know, as a farmer, all that work will begin to pay off now, and it's kind of a. I suppose it reminds me of childhood a lot, you know, as was mentioned, Halloween, you know, I think that there's a lot that we can all be kids again for that period of time, you know, and, you know, I suppose the leaves turning brown and the rustle underfoot and, you know, seeing the animals getting ready for winter is interesting too. Like there's a local forest near me and I'm seeing the squirrels, dart around and, you know, they're getting ready.
Well, you're both very positive about it, but I would have thought, particularly from a rural point of view, that there's and this year in particular, that there's a fear around winter, John.
Well, look, Claire, there's no doubt we are in unprecedented times. There's a war happening in the eastern side of this continent and it's affecting everything. I suppose people are wondering, you know, there are people holding out on the front lines of life at the moment in this country in terms of, I was reading an article about electricity bills going into arrears. It is a worrying time. I know I said that the season is joyful and relaxing, but there are a lot of people who are concerned about how they're going to get through winter. As the temperature drops, the electricity, the heating, the gas, the turf, whatever it is you're using for heat is going up. So I am conscious of those people. And I know you're doing a great job on the program in terms of highlighting what is happening and what people can do. I suppose the only thing is we're all in this together and hopefully we can have that. You know, I talk a lot about the spirit of Mehel, and Mehel is really a summertime thing when you're working on the farm. But maybe this winter and this autumn, we need to use the spirit of Mehel to help those around us who may not be able to help themselves.
That's not a bad idea at all, John. So, Joanna, can we come back to the weather? Because we said it's cold today, it was really warm yesterday, and we're used to those extremes in autumn in Ireland, aren't we?
Yeah, that's because of the transitions that are happening in the Atlantic. So the Atlantic is still very warm, and we're still in hurricane season. There's no active hurricanes in the Atlantic at the moment, thank goodness. But there's still tropical developments, and they get interweaved into the normal westerly airflows, and then they can send tropical air up over Ireland. So there's still periods of time when the temperatures can rise. But of course, those rising temperatures, the warmer air holds more moisture, and that can give rise to increased amounts of rainfall.
What are the expected temperatures over the course of autumn?
I think they start to decline slowly, and you know, especially the month of September and October, where we can have quite high mean temperatures in the early part of the month, especially the high nighttime temperatures, and they can skew the means over the course of the month. But I think around 16 is not an unheard of mean average high temperature at this time of year, maybe 15, 16.
We can get gorgeous sunshine in the autumn, and you really appreciate it, don't you, when it's at this time of year?
You do. Can I just take a second and just remind people that the sun is going low, and if you're driving, you just be aware. Mm-hmm. Have your visor raised, because the sun is at a low angle, especially in our altitudes of the latitudes. Keep your mind on the sun. If you're blinded by the sun, press the brake. Stop. If you can't see where you're driving, stop. That's my hobby horse there.
But the point about the sun being really appreciated,
yes,
in the
autumn.
I mean,
yes, there is.
You know, when you have those darker days, shorter days,
and a nice crisp blue sky is absolutely lovely. And because then you can appreciate those blue, crisp blue skies usually come in anticyclonic conditions as light winds, and then you can get out in the weather, because once the wind dies off, our climate is temperate. It doesn't actually get that cold, so we can still walk around even in a short if the wind dies down.
Yeah. And John, you were talking about, you know, a lot of the work being done now as you head into the autumn. Work on the farm is never done. Are the farms, the farm animals though, they'll still be out. They'll be out for another while, won't they?
They will, Claire. You know, it's very dependent on the weather. If we get good weather, we can have a longer grazing period. If we don't, they'll be in. You know, it really depends what's going to happen in the next few weeks. But, you know, we have temperatures, as we've heard, at 16. Yesterday was warm. Grass is still growing, and the cattle and sheep are still out. And, you know, every day is a bonus. I was down in Tipperary talking to a dairy farmer at the weekend, and she said to me, it's the same battle here. She said, every day we get a sunlight now is great. So it's a positive thing.
I suppose the dry summer, though, means that the ground isn't swampy.
Yes, no, that's very true. And, you know, we were very lucky, Claire. We got rain when we needed it. There were places in Europe that had droughts and rivers ran dry. And they're already starting to, in the UK, in parts of the UK, they had a very bad drought in the southeast, and they've already started to feed their winter feed about a couple of weeks ago, because they didn't have grass for cattle to eat. So as Joanne said, we're very lucky where we're positioned in the global picture in terms of geography and where the island is, and we get the right rainfall. So we got enough sun, we got enough rain, we were lucky.
Agree with that, Joanna?
Yeah, parts of the country in the last 36 hours got almost 40 millimetres of rain, so I think
that'll
that's
be
probably enough.
Yeah. What about Halloween? You mentioned Halloween. You clearly like Halloween, do you?
Yeah, I love Halloween. I like John just said there, it's our season.
It is.
We all become children again. I don't know any adult that doesn't dress up at this point. It's our party season, and it's our historical season, of course. Festival, we departed it, exported it. But it's that time of year when we get the mist. It's really, really misty period of time, late October and into November. And sometimes the mist can linger through the day. And when it's a daytime and the mist is there, it just feels like you're in another world. You're in connection with whatever is out there. I'm not surprised they created this Ihesaun from the weather that would have been always around us at this time of year. I just think it's wonderfully mystical. Mm-hmm.
And do you agree with that, John? You're a fan of Halloween as well.
I am. I think it's kind of this liminal time. I actually wrote a poem about for us today about the time. But I think
you've got to recite it. Go ahead. Go on. We'd love to hear
it. The nation holds its breath. But here we go. Leaves sing my soul in the wind river of trees. Each graceful fall lands to an earth that is waiting. We prepare with turf and fire, stick and coal. The crisp days are coming. In the school hall, the children speak of Halloween. I am 36 Octobers round the bonfire of the heart. In the embers burn my youth and the promise of another Christmas.
John, thank you so much. We're privileged.
Ah, well, it's not every day you're on Clare Burns.
Aha, there you go. Tell us about Halloween then in your memory and how you mark it now.
Yeah, well, you know, I suppose I always remember my uncle Mick, who's gone to God now, but he was a big man for the high holidays. And over several Halloweens, we would have had a bonfire, very safely done, of course, on the farm. And it would have been just a really magical time. And we would then bob for apples and play all the different games that you do at Halloween and have monkey nuts and stuff. And, I suppose I realize now, looking back, that the trick-or-treating is great, but some of the old traditional stuff isn't done as much. And really, that's part of our cultural heritage, as Joanne said. You know, we invented this. And I suppose what makes me so happy, though, is to see Ireland really does embrace Halloween, and it is something we celebrate in style. It might be a little bit Americanized now. I remember when I was a kid, instead of pumpkins, it was turnips, and we would carve turnips. And you know, funnily enough, Claire, when I did that, I thought we were losing out because we didn't have pumpkins. But sure, the turnip was the traditional vegetable, and that was what was done. You know, and it was we were carrying out something that had been done for, you know, 1,000 years.
We need to reclaim Halloween, don't we, with the turnips?
But they're very hard to carve.
They are very hard to carve.
As hard enough as the pumpkin. They're don't be giving anybody ideas. Yeah, they are hard.
You'd want to have had a good breakfast now to be carving out a turnip. John, you're just reminding me of a conversation that we had here in the office last year where I said I remembered racing with monkey nuts on the floor and pushing them with your nose. Please tell me that you did that, because nobody in the office remembered doing that.
I don't remember
okay,
doing
so that.
Okay,
so this is
Claire.
Something that my parents invented.
It could have been a Byrne family
it
tradition.
Was. Sounds like fun.
It was great fun. Bumped, sore on the nose. But
yeah, we would have put an apple on the string and tried to eat it
yes,
from the door.
Yes, we did that.
And we'd put bob for apples.
Yeah.
We had barn brack with the penny in it, or, you know, a ring, whatever Pat the Baker decided to put in that year. Yeah. And That's we would play card games. I remember playing card games, 25 or something like that, you know. But didn't push monkey nuts with my nose, unfortunately.
And what about the coin in the potato and the kale? Did anybody do that?
No.
We had the money was wrapped up in brown paper and put into the kale with mashed up with the potatoes. My kids insist on that every year because that's what we had. Nice. And it makes them eat it.
There you go. Well, your family and my family inventing our own Halloween traditions. Joanna and John, thank you both very much indeed. We're all looking forward to autumn now. We'll take a break.